Teenage Dirtbags. We are a podcast that rates and reviews teen movies, and sometimes we have a guest, like today. And my name is Carly.
My name is Maddie.
And we are very excited today because we have a guest who why don't I just go right into who this guest is? I'm going to just explain because they're not here yet. They're not in the Zoom yet, but her name is Maggie Winters, and she's a very funny comedian. You might know her from Instagram or TikTok. She's from Chicago, and she is a big name in the improv scene there. And I think she does stand up too. We'll have to ask her, but she's very funny. So follow her on the socials. I think her name is Saggy Splinters.
And I have to say something about this. So, I mean, I won't get too much into detail. And this actually might be something better said when she's here, but I can repeat it then too. That's fine. She's a freaking godsend because, you know what? I'm going to actually repeat it when she's here because she has really been incredible to us so far. And so I'm really looking forward to being able to chat with her. So that's going to come up in a little bit. Do you have anything to preface quickly before she comes in?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I haven't talked, well, we've talked, but we haven't recorded in a few weeks. So, I mean, a lot has happened. I don't even want to get into the Will Smith slap.
I thought about that. I was like, do we even address it?
So many people have given their two cents. I'm just going to just bow out of it for now because I like freaked out when it happened. Mm-hmm. I literally talked about it for like 3 days straight and now I'm like sick of it.
Do you know what? Okay. So this is not about Will Smith. This is about, oh God, Gerard Carmichael. I'm pretty sure that's his name. God forgive me if I'm wrong. Okay. But my parents, I haven't watched SNL in a little while, not for any reason other than I truly just, we don't have cable and I forgot. And my parents sometime this week were like, did you watch SNL? And I was like, no. And they're like, this guy was on it. It was so funny. They're like, we've never heard of him. And he was amazing. And so I was like, oh, okay. So I watched the monologue and the weekend after the Oscars. Okay. So it's been 6 days.
Yeah. It was this most recent Saturday.
Right. So it's like within a week of this Will Smith stuff happening and the guy comes out, he doesn't say anything other than I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
We're not going to address it. We're just not going to talk about it. And the reason he gets into it a little bit more, of course, and he says Sunday, it was insane. Monday, everyone was talking about it. Tuesday, I was sick of it. Wednesday, I wanted to kill myself. Thursday, like it's similar to you where he was like, I was so excited at first. It was all anybody could talk about. And then I was like, okay, that's enough. And it's still of popping up. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks now, but
I know.
Anyway, so we don't have to talk about it. I just had to address that.
I mean, we could, but we won't. Okay, you have some Kardashian updates for us, please.
I do. So a couple, Lord knows, months, couple of weeks, I don't know. Whenever Kylie Jenner had her baby, I think it was in February, and we're now in April, so a couple months ago, she named it Wolf Webster.
Him, yes.
She's now, what did I say?
It.
Oh, it. She has now decided that that's no longer the case.
Right.
And we don't know what the real one is now. There's a lot of speculation. I think it might be Jack, which is a little disappointing because her daughter's name is Stormy, which is a stupid fucking name, in my opinion. Sorry, Kylie, if you're listening. But, or anyone named Stormy. I'm really sorry. I apologize. I think it's a stupid name. and then to have a kid named Jack, which is a name I adore. I love that name so much. But and that's fine. That's not the point. But, like, it's such an odd name versus, like, genuinely one of the most common names or anyway it's just very interesting. So there's that. That's the first update. We don't know what her son's name is anymore.
I have so many friends and who either have a dog named Jack or a kid named Jack,
right?
And it's so hard for me to really like I have a friend who I will forget, is their dog Jack or is their baby Jack?
That's amazing. That's really good.
Yeah, so I basically don't have many people Kylie is just, she's just out here trolling all the fans.
She knows what she's doing. And honestly, I will be the first person to say that entire family knows exactly what they're doing. Like, it's how do you prolong a pregnancy longer? You don't. You wait to reveal the birth, and then you wait to reveal the name, and then you never mind. A month later, we've changed the name, and then you don't even tell us. Like, these people have us on the fucking edge of our seats for, it's one baby, and it's been a fucking year of this insanity. Oh my God. Anyway, so that's update number one. Update number two, which is relevant to our podcast, sort of. Mm-hmm. It looks to be that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker eloped in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I did see
and
that.
And are married.
I saw
I'm not
them.
Sure, like that, that being said, that could be a lie.
Yeah, I heard that it was someone in the comment section who, I don't know, could be absolutely, like, have no idea. But they wrote, guys, they're not actually married. It was pretend. They just did, like, a fake one for fun.
Yeah, like, it could be a million things. It could be a fake one. Like, it could be a publicity stunt.
Who does, like, a fake wedding for fun?
The Kardashians. That's the answer. Anyway, so those are my two Kardashian corner updates. I also want to say really, I also want to say really quickly, just for just to explain. I guess it's not really an explanation though, but I don't know what else to call it. We are aiming for a podcast episode to be released every 2 weeks, every second Thursday. Right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, for sure. But I would guess that during the months of July and August, it'll probably be once a month.
Honestly, like, I mean, we've said this.
But who knows?
Who knows? But that's what I'm saying is we're going to aim for two times a month. We're going to aim every second Thursday. There might be times, don't get your hopes up, but there might be times where it's, you know, we do two Thursdays in a row. Who knows?
We might do seven.
We might do seven. We might do none. but we, you know, thank you everybody for your prolonged patience and not even patience, that's the wrong word, but like sticking with us, even though we're like the most I don't want to say unreliable. That sounds so bad, but like unreliable in a way.
But you know what? I listen to a few podcasts that aren't super consistent and it's always like a surprise. Pops into my feed. I'm like, oh, a new episode. I haven't heard these guys in like 4 weeks.
That's a great way to look at it. That's
a
great
fun surprise.
Silver lining smale. Oh my God, what a great nickname.
Let's think about any other news. Okay.
Oh, I got one.
What is it?
Sorry. I've got a big one. It's very sad.
Oh no, what happened?
Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters died. I mean, granted, today is April 6th, and I can't remember what day he died, but it was a couple, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. But as we all know, we haven't recorded an episode since then. And I was shooketh. Like, I know. Really devastated. And Mike, my husband, it has been very rare where something has happened in the world and he knows after me. I usually am the one who finds out from him. Yeah. But this time I happened to get up early that day and saw, and I told him, and he could give a shit about any celebrity, anything. Like, he just doesn't care. I told him this and he was devastated. We love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
We thank God saw them a few years ago.
I mean, I'm sure they'll still tour, but it won't be the same.
No, Taylor, I think other than Dave Grohl, obviously, Taylor was, like, he was in he was in Coheed and Cambria, too.
Was he?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure he was.
I bought one of Coheed's CDs when I was in grade 8 because a boy that I had a virtual crush on through MySpace said that it was his favorite band.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. They were a big band. They were one of those bands that everybody who was like into music said they liked.
Right.
So I said I liked them. I don't actually know if I know any of their songs.
They're okay. They're list. They're like very similar to AFI.
Like I like them, but like I couldn't tell you. I couldn't listen to the song and be like, oh, this is.
They have a very specific sound. I bet you could do it.
No, but I mean, I'm saying I could do that. I'm saying I couldn't listen to like a Coheed and Cambria song and say, this is their song called so-and-so. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is not fucking relevant.
I'm cutting off of this Coheed and Cambria talking.
Oh my fucking God. Now, but I really do have to know. Oh. I don't know if he was. I could have sworn he was.
What? This is all going in the garbage. This whole conversation.
No, no, no. Hold on. Was he in Coheed and Cambria? Oh, here we go. Did Taylor Hawkins, he toured with them. He recorded drum tracks for Coheed and Cambria. Thank God. Okay. So I don't think he was like part of the band, but he was like recording with them. He did
one tour with them. Okay.
Okay. You can literally fuck off. Though I do know he also drummed for Alanis Morissette. I know that. Yes!
Hello!
Oh my God.
What's up? I have
so much to say. I'm bursting. I'm bursting. Oh my God. Everybody, if you didn't, we're so happy. In case anybody didn't really clue in, Maggie just joined our conversation. and I'm so excited. We did a little intro already, just kind of giving the listeners kind of like, what you do, what your background is, what like your style is, cool. Or what we know your style is, at least from online. But we are so happy that you're here. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad this is amazing. And I love the pillow, Carly, the writer's crying pillow.
Thank you.
Very well. I feel connected, yeah.
Just so you know, I don't know, Maggie, if... Okay, I feel like Maddie's like buffering a bit, like her video, but just like ignore that because I think her audio is fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know I did notice, and I don't want to say anything.
God. Maybe I'll try to go upstairs.
No, you're totally fine.
No, I'm not, because do you know what? Let me say this. This is what I wanted to say. I wanted to wait for Maggie to join us to say this, because we actually were supposed to record this last week, and. The reason I want to mention it is because I just want to give Maggie like 300 accolades, because as a true human being, she accepted us for our flaws. And here we are again, having flaws again. But basically, just to put it in perspective for everyone, we had a recording session planned for 6 p.m. or whatever time, I don't even know what time it was, but let's say it was 6 p.m. EST or noon EST, whatever it was. And on the dot, we realized our technology is not working. And, like, literally the time we were supposed to meet.
And that's what happens. Technology is not reliable. And I work in tech as my day job, and I know that to be true.
You do? So,
yeah, I just work for a tech company.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to give them free advertising, but...
You get yelled at every day?
Not necessarily yelled at, but... Not every day, but there's, like, days when people are, like... And I work with a lot of older people, I'll say that. Yeah. So they're like, they don't have a clue what they're doing.
How have you not like done a video? Like,
because I still work there. I think if I ever leave my job, then I can really pop off about it.
Don't worry, they'll never listen to this. So it's fine. Yeah.
I'm excited because I see the background, I see your stove, and it brings me back to like one of my favorite videos of yours, where you're going around your apartment talking about all the chic things.
As you'll notice, I changed my horrible
thing
that was like on the edge of its life, and now I got this long cord. Yeah, I live in a studio, but I have a studio where it's like one little room and then another little room, which is kind of nice to like separate the two, but it's chaotic for sure. I have a broken treadmill next to me. I'm like, okay, who's gonna move that?
I mean, we thrive off chaos, Carly. Yeah. if I may speak to you, hopefully it doesn't fuck everything up, because I'm at my parents right now because I had to pick my son up from daycare, but my husband isn't home. So I brought my son here, which is why I'm in my dad's office, which is why there's no fucking internet apparently. So, like,
where are you guys also? I realize I don't know this.
Oh, we're Maddie's in Toronto. I'm near Toronto.
Okay, Canadian, beautiful. Yeah. I didn't even know. Okay, we're kind of crossing borders right now.
International podcast, you know.
Love.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess we can let's talk about your teenage life if we could for a moment really quickly.
For sure.
Basically, we love, Carly and myself bonded when we first met about how we were as teenagers and how weird and we thought we were so cool, but we weren't, you know, as teenagers do.
Yes.
And so we'd love to hear about your teenage life. So I guess let's start really quickly. We won't get too much into it. We don't have to go into like the depths of hell or anything, but unless you want to,
hey.
But what kind of like up, like, sorry, I'm getting really excited, guys. I'm just excited. What kind of high school did you go to? Did you have like cliques and were you a part of that?
I went to an all-girl Catholic high school.
No. No.
So I'm from the south side of Chicago, the far south side, and there's a ton of like all-boy, all-girl schools. They're kind of fading as I get older, but yeah, my mom went to my same high school, so all-girl high school.
Crazy.
I know. Shout out Mother Macaulay. I was a theater kid.
Yeah.
But I also had outside of theater friends who I would drink vodka with on the train tracks. So I was kind of back and forth. That was kind of but I was absolutely like lacked any confidence, afraid of like any sort of like relationship, like was just like totally like, I'll wait till I'm older. Kind of, it makes me sad. Like I always want to go back and like be like, I'm like shake myself. I also like, you know what I mean? It's so frustrating.
Me and Maddie were similar. We were we were old virgins. So
yeah,
so we totally understand where you're coming from.
Yes, truly. It was like, and also like I was plus size in high school and like there wasn't that many, like it was just kind of like, oh, you're plus size, like you have to wait until you're thin. And then when I would like meet plus size women that were like actively having sex, I was like, well, hold on here. Right. Well, no, we're not supposed to be doing that. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting.
I know. Yeah. I mean, that's what the world is teaching me, right?
I feel like I had a similar until recently, and now I don't have to think about it anymore just because I've convinced someone to deal with me for the long term. But I feel like I had a similar thing where like I was always a little bit bigger in high school and through continuous like now. And I always thought, oh, I'll start dating someone, including when I was 20 and in my 20s, I'd say, well, I'll get back in the dating scene once I lose weight or when I feel more. I convinced myself that it was when I feel more confident with myself, but it wasn't about it. I wish it was that. It wasn't about that. It was about me losing weight first. And then I would be happy, which didn't happen.
Well, we just know it. Like, and then like every person who loses weight is like, it's actually not true. And you're like, oh, cool. So yeah. I can't even go that route. Also, all my crushes were absolutely flaming gay men when I was a So I was like.
Like who? Like any celebrity ones that you can think of that.
Oh, no. I mean The boys' school next to me, like, we would have theater class, and, like, I would go, like, my the friend Tom, class. Who would love, like, I was, like, I have a crush on him, and, like, he, you know, freshman year of college was, like, I'm gay, and I was, like, cool.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like my whole thing was, like, I'll get into, like, the dating thing once I get boobs.
Oh yes,
that
oh,
did not God. Happen ever.
I'm that's still not even something still you can control.
I know, but I was just like, once I have boobs, I'll be more confident.
Yeah, it's all about changing your body, and then the world will come to you.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So fucked up.
Oh my God. I'm just so happy that. I mean, I realize that a lot of teenage people think that, but I'm so happy that it was definitely a thing. I'm gonna try to move upstairs at the same time.
All right.
Perfect.
Tell me, Maggie.
Yes.
In your theater world, did you act? Were you behind the scenes?
I was acting. I was always playing like the quirky best friend, you know.
Yeah.
I can't sing or dance, so the musicals were tough.
Okay.
I was not getting the parts of the musicals, but the plays and the comedies, I was really crushing. I tried to start an improv team at my high school, and yep. The theater director was like, absolutely not. Like, we're not. I don't know why. She was like, no, I don't want any part of that. Probably for the best. But
really? Because I feel like Chicago is like, it's where everyone goes for improv.
Yes, and she was against it. But thinking about myself doing, I would have done some embarrassing shit if I was doing improv in high school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like kind of grateful that it didn't happen.
Bad improv is like, it's so hard to watch.
It's so hard, but it's also like, but when it's good, it's so good.
Oh, so good.
And it's just like getting there. And also like when, even as like a player, like, when I would do bad improv, it just feels bad. And then when you're just like, you just like let go and you're like having a ball, it's like, yeah. But you have to like get to that point. You have to do a lot of bad improv to get to good improv, unfortunately. Yeah. But I still feel that way about stand-up too. Like, I think it doesn't get as much shit, but there's so many stand-up, like I watch so much stand-up that I'm like, this makes me want to die actually. Like, yeah.
In the intro, I said that you were improv, and I was pretty sure you did stand-up. So that's true.
Yes, I do stand-up now. I started doing it, like, right before the pandemic.
Okay.
And then they said, stop doing it.
No, oh, my God.
And then I started doing it again.
That. Oh, my gosh.
I know. And then I did a lot of outside shows because people were like, we're going to try to come back, but we're just going to do outside shows. And
yeah,
that was fun. And now I feel like I'm doing it a lot, and it's fun. It's weird to do the same thing over and over.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I tried it once. And actually Maddie came to see me.
Yeah. It's so good.
We'd only been friends for like 2 seconds and she came.
Yeah.
That's a friend.
I know. Look at us now. We have a podcast together.
It's something where, like, when someone laughs, it's, like, the best high in the world. And then when no one laughs, you're like, I want to die.
This is the worst thing to ever happen to me. Yeah. Even doing the same set, like, I've been doing, like, kind of, like, you know, I'll switch up a little bit. But, like, and I, like, have parts where I'm like, oh, this is where people usually laugh. And then if I have an audience that they don't laugh at that part, I'm like, I'm quitting and I'm going to grad school. Like, I'm like, I hate myself.
Yeah. I've never done stand-up, and I would at least, I wouldn't try it. I don't think I would try it, but I can see myself doing that more likely than improv. Improv gives me anxiety. I think it's incredible. I could watch improv all day long. It makes me want to throw up imagining myself doing it. Because even, I remember I was in theater. I wasn't in theater. I do not perform in any way, period. But I worked in theater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I wasn't on stage. When I worked at camp, I was the head of theater. So when you've got these kids, you have to play improv games. And I remember having, I think they were like seven. I had a group of 7 year olds and we were playing like, I don't know, catch the imaginary ball, whatever the hell it was, like whatever improv game. And I was having anxiety attacks with 7 year olds who don't give a shit.
Catching a fake
and
ball.
Aren't paying attention. And I was like, what if I don't make them laugh? Like, what if I'm just, I can't imagine it. So I give you all the props because I can't imagine it. But then when you do it and it's good, it's amazing.
It's so fun when you're just like bullshitting around.
Yeah.
It is funny because there's like so many rules, but then I feel like you, like, of improv, but then I think you get to a point where you're like, fuck all the rules. Like the number one rule is yes, and now I feel like I'm at a point where someone will like, I'll just immediately like deny whatever they say to me. And it's just like, and if it's your friend,
yeah,
absolute blast. Like, I'll be like, hey, you want breakfast? And you'll be like, I don't know. I'm not going to do an improv scene. I just truly was about to go into an improv scene. We're not going to do that. I was about to do solo improv.
My anxiety was going a little bit.
Yeah. Like, what is she going to say?
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
What do you enjoy more, improv?
That's a hard question. I feel like, it depends on who I'm playing with. And then also with stand-up, it like depends on, like the venue and like who I'm with. Because some shows, and then you kind of like feel this like high because it was just you on stage, and you're like, it's like a self, you know what I mean? You're like, it's all me. Yeah. But improv, you have fun with your friends. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I have a preference for either one, but they're very. I mean, improv, you have that people timing it for you. You don't have to. Well, I guess in stand-up you do too. All right, I literally don't have an answer.
It's okay. It's okay. It was a good answer.
Everyone matters to me. That's all I want to say.
Oh, how diplomatic. I love it. It's beautiful.
I actually drove to Chicago once and went to a Second City show.
Oh, yeah.
It was like sea level, you know? So I wasn't expecting much, and it was so funny.
Oh, good. Yeah. It was like a student show, or you don't know?
I think so,
like
yeah. I think it was a student
show. Oh, good, yeah, because you could walk into some really rough stuff there.
Did you do Second City?
I did. I did, like, the classes, and then they were like, no, thank you.
People seem harsh in Chicago.
Yeah.
No, I have had a lot of friends who've done, like, their main stage. And,
yeah.
But you have isn't there one in Toronto?
There is, yeah.
Oh, nice, yeah. And it's like it's people who do like their touring company where you like travel all over. It just seems so hard. And I don't, we just never really like, I had a graduation show that my parents came to and they went to the wrong show. They walked to another show, watched the whole thing, were waiting for me to come out, never came out. And then they walked out, they're like, yeah, you weren't in the show. I was like, yeah, that you were in the wrong show. Like, oh, cool.
I know. That is a routine in itself. That I hope you use that sometimes. Amazing.
It was. I was like, where were you guys? They're like, we were in a different show.
That's amazing.
Oh god.
Am I still like horribly lagging?
No.
No.
Fuck yeah, success. Okay. So I just want to quickly. Sorry to jump back really quickly. I just want to. Before we get into the movie, because I'm really excited to talk about it, I cannot lie. I just want to really quickly address a couple things just back as a teenager. Carly, do you want to ask about those, we're going to do like our, what do you call it, lightning round teenage thing?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're just going to ask a couple quick teenage related questions. Nothing crazy. Okay. Don't worry. Okay. We're not going to be like, what was the worst moment in your teenage life? Something like that. What was the most traumatic experience? When did you get your period? No, none of that
stuff.
Oh
my God.
And then we'll get into the movie.
Perfect.
I'm really excited about the movie.
Yes.
Okay, Carly.
Okay, you're waiting for me. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. A band or musician that you were obsessed with.
Oh my God. Ryan Cabrera.
Nope, we're done. We're absolutely done the podcast. That was the best answer I've ever fucking heard. Done.
It was horrible. I would defend his hair. I'd be like, it's really good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you ever watch the Ashley Simpson?
Of course, yes.
Okay, I watched that, I don't want to say recently, but like within the past decade, let's say, because it's on YouTube, the Ashley Simpson show or whatever, where she's dating Ryan Cabrera. And everything about that entire era, especially highlighting that man, is absolutely perfect. What years were you in high school, if I may ask, just to see where we are?
I graduated in 2008.
Oh my gosh, we're
the same age.
We're the same age. Well, yeah.
I'm the grandmother. I graduated in 2007.
So, 1 year older than us.
Yeah. So we're on the same page here. This is
I feel like such a connection now that I know we're both 90 babies.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You children.
Sorry. Celebrity crush. Who was it Ryan Cabrera? Like that just like you were lovesick over?
Yeah, it was still Ryan Cabrera. And I had like a collage in my room, like a photos of him.
From magazines.
So gross. Yeah.
From J14. And
also I feel like Rogue. I was like, all the people. I also feel like I was very like, if other people were like, this person's hot, I'd be like, yeah, I think so too. Like I didn't make my own decisions.
Right.
So I don't even know what I was interested in. I was like, yeah, that's really hot. No.
Was there like a female celebrity that you really admired, looked up to?
I was like really into like, I don't even know, like SNL at the time. So like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, like all those people were like my heroes. Yeah.
That's an amazing response, especially considering what you do now.
Yes.
Like
they were my people. Yeah, I was like a little SNL. That's amazing. Loser.
No, that's amazing.
Okay. Lightning round. Oh, favorite movie as a teen.
Oh my god.
That you watched over and over and over and over again.
My favorite movie, and it was even before I was a teen, was That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And whenever and now and then. And whenever I felt sick, I would watch one of those two movies.
Yeah.
Like whenever I was sick or like, and it's funny because my grandma introduced me to That Thing You Do when I was like in second grade, which is not a second grade movie. But it was like, love the song so much. And then as I got older and like real, I was like, oh, now I get these jokes and stuff.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's the one that Tom Hanks directed, right?
He's in it. Yeah.
Okay. I get that one confused with like the Spike Lee one. Anyway, he has like a pizza shop. Anyway, that's fine. Maybe it's not Spike Lee. Maybe it's Spike Jones. Okay. I'm all over the place. anyway. Okay. I'm trying to think of one.
Oh, you got one. Oh, I don't know anymore.
One other teen one. Let me think. I want a good one here.
Okay.
I got favorite store in the mall.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I was as a plus size girl in the 2004. There was absolutely no store. Like I would go with my friends to like Abercrombie and be like looking at the earrings. But
oh, it's so shitty.
I know it's so shitty, but that's why I think I became attached to like Claire's. But then Torrid came around.
Yes.
And Torrid was there for me when I needed her. Now, she's we appreciated who she was, but she needs to grow up a little. She still has skulls all over everything.
I'm so into it.
Yes. I mean, I'll buy like their bras and stuff, but like sometimes I'll like be looking at a black dress, like, oh, this is cute. And then I'll like turn it around and be like, Harry Potter. I'm like,
what? Hey, this school, feels perfect for you.
This is a great story. Yeah.
Is that your story?
I actually.
Harry Potter?
I love. Okay. Everyone back off. I love. It's one of those things. And look, I love Harry Potter. And. But it's one of those things where, you know, when you say something, and I'm not judging it because I really do love it and there's a lot, but you know, when you say something and you really, really loved it as a kid or a teen or whatever, and then I'm not saying I've like grown out of it, but people still like send me every single thing about Harry Potter. I'm like, okay, that's, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love it, but I don't really care as much anymore. I still love Harry Potter, do not get me wrong, and I put my son, and if he doesn't like Harry Potter, I'm gonna be very pissed off, but I am also not gonna like,
not your obsession anymore,
right?
It's not my obsession.
I still like Harry Potter, and I was, you know, I was all into it. I'm also like, I fully love Disney. I'm like, I'm full-blown Disney adult, like for sure.
Good.
But and also this is the same thing when I studied abroad. I went to France, and for probably the 10 years after that, people would buy me like Eiffel Tower gifts, and I'd be like, I did study abroad there. I don't need like an uphill with an Eiffel Tower. I'm like, I'm good. Like, oh, insane. People think about the one thing and then they're like, now I know for life, they're getting Eiffel Tower.
And it's especially in a time, it's always the thing that you obsess over. I mean, that's generally what you do as a teenager or a young adult, where you will grow out of it. Like, I mean, so that's actually hilarious. Yes. That's amazing.
Speaking of Disney, okay, two things. You were just at Disney, right?
Yes, we brought my niece there.
Okay, that's amazing, first of all. Second of all, I listened to Confronting Demons.
Oh my.
With Meg Stelter. Everyone needs to listen to this podcast episode. It's called Confronting Demons with Meg Stelter. And Maggie comes on as a character whose last name is Disney, but she decides to go against her family and she works at Busch Gardens.
Yes.
It is.
That was a wild ride. Yeah.
your middle name's Goofy. It's amazing.
And I honestly don't remember. I like feel like I blacked out during that. I was like, just saying shit left her. I know like the hot nut carts. And people like on Twitter will be like, they'll like at me and they'll like say something from the episode. And I'll be like, I couldn't tell you. Like, yeah. I don't know.
It's so quick. You guys are just going.
Yes. Yes. Improv, baby. See, yeah. It's like, but I'm not going to remember that. I didn't write that down.
Oh, my God. See that? I think that is, I wish I had that quick wit that you can like rebuttal or whatever, respond. I just, that's amazing. That's so good. And then you forget about it later, but.
And then you forget, it's completely out of your brain.
Well, it was hilarious. So just know that.
Thank you.
Okay. So for the last like 20-ish minutes, we want to talk about 13 going on 30.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Please tell us your relationship to this movie.
First of all, why didn't you guys pick High School Musical?
We've already done it.
I'm just kidding. Oh, you did. No, yeah. Oh, you did already do it.
Yeah.
I was so, when I sent that, I was like, this is psychotic, but hilarious.
Oh, it's amazing. 30, it's High School Musical is amazing. Let's just say
I
that.
I probably should answer that for one of my favorite movies. Like, I was a full High School Musical head.
Amazing. Love it.
But 13 going on 30 is, I watched it on my 30th birthday, which was the first, during the first 2 weeks of the pandemic in 2020. To like, and I watched it the night before, and I had this like beautiful moment with myself where I like took a shower, got into bed, had a glass of wine, and watched 13 going on 30. Aww. And was just like, tomorrow's the day, 30,
flirty, and thriving.
Thriving, yes. I posted that like clip from the magazine on Instagram. I was like, look at me.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you did. Well, who did this?
Well, I turned 30 during the pandemic as well because we're the same age. And I was watching this movie thinking to myself, like, it would be such a funny movie for me to, like, jump to 30. Yeah. And, like, I'm moving back in with my parents.
Yeah, the pandemic.
I'm, like, single as hell, like, not very much money. Just,
same.
Like,
oh.
My 13-year-old self would be like, this is horrible.
What's funny is my parents found a letter that, like, I'd written in school. We wrote a letter to ourselves. Our 2020 selves.
Oh, really?
And it was, yeah, but it was like sad because it was like, I am married to a writer. I have 5 kids and I live in a mansion. And I was just like, yeah, I live in a studio. I'm single. Like, I'm trying to be a comedian.
There's
like,
a pandemic. There's a fucking world pandemic.
Whole pandemic. Yes. Like, you're right. Like, it would have been a complete opposite of her experience.
You should write that movie.
13 going down 30, like, pandemic.
Pandemic chapter.
That would have been so funny. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you love this movie.
Yes.
I mean, so did we. I mean, come on. It's such a classic.
It's just, like, it's cute, but it's also not, like, I like how it's not, like, all about, like, the romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's about herself. It's about how she hates who she becomes. And it's, like, oh, I feel like, for me, I always thought about it as, like, the opposite. Like, would you want to look back and be, like, or, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck am I trying to say? Absolutely was like, no, I don't know. I think I mean like, I want to like to be better every, you know, to be better the next 10 years. That's 30 years, but like I think of it in like 10 year increments.
Sure.
Like, okay. Right. Well, when I turn 40, will I be like.
Right.
Oh, I love the podcast and I'm just completely blacking out.
Honestly, that's pretty much what we do constantly. Yeah. There'll be times where we listen, I'm sorry to speak for you, Carly, but I'll listen to an old podcast, a new old episode, and I'll be like,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like what the hell were we doing? Like it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I kind of want to talk about the 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, 100. Of course we have to.
Of course.
It's like my very, actually, no. Can I just say one thing right before we get to that really quickly? Can we just acknowledge the fact that, first of all, this movie stars Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo. Do you want to do your facts, Carly? You didn't.
Yes, I totally forgot. I'm so sorry.
Okay. It doesn't really matter. It's a movie about 13 going on 30. She's going on 30. Her name is Jenna Rink. Who cares?
Yes. Okay. It came out April 23rd, 2004, and it's starring Jennifer Garner, Mark Ruffalo, Judy Greer, and it's about a girl who makes a wish on her 13th birthday, and then she wakes up the next day as a 30-year-old woman.
And
I can't find you. Where are you now? Oh, squad cost. Oh, keep going.
Oh, where
you are?
What happened?
I just lost you in my tabs.
Are we all here?
Yes. Welcome back.
Oh, I see. Hey, welcome to the podcast, Carly. It's a your podcast about teenage movies. I just want to bring up super quickly before we get into the nitty gritty. Mark Ruffalo is starring in this movie, and I love him in it.
Yes.
But and I this has been talked about since this happened, and I hope you guys have seen this. I'm sure you have. But one of the six chicks at the beginning of the movie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Carly doesn't. Do you know what I'm going to say, Carly?
Yes.
I'm excited because I don't know. Brie Larson is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah, Brie Larson.
Yeah, and the reason it's like, at first, the thing that was really interesting about it was like Brie Larson is now fucking huge in like award-winning movies. She's what is she? Mrs. America? What is it? Oh God. Captain Marvel. Thank you.
This is America.
But the reason it's so interesting is because Mark Ruffalo is also an Avenger.
Yes.
And it's
well, you want to know what else? Funny.
Yes, please.
Let me tell you, Jennifer Garner is Elektra. Jenna's boss, Andy Serkis, is Claw in the Black Panther. Judy Greer is Ant-Man's ex-wife.
Yeah, Maggie.
Yes.
That's her name.
Matt's fiance Wendy was Silver Fox from X-Men Origin.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Well, look, I was sitting here thinking, I was like, look, I'm going to school these girls. I'm going to tell them what they didn't know. Oh, wow. And then Carly's got a fucking list.
Mrs. America.
Whatever.
No, did Maggie freeze or is she just feeling
upset?
She feeling, oh no! We lost her! Hopefully she comes back. Hopefully she's going to be back. Oh!
There she is.
Oh, absolutely. It was just like, bye. I was like, oh, okay.
I honestly thought that you were just so unimpressed with my facts.
I'm fucking out of here. Because
you just froze. You froze. You're like.
No. I was booted. It was like, your connection is unstable. Oh, I was like, great. I love
it. That it oh really was God. The perfect fate. And Carly was like,
hello?
Frozen or is she? Oh no, I'm
was having a lot of fun and then got absolutely pissed off in the middle of the podcast. That's crazy. Like to be in the Marvel universe though is like you're gonna make $1 million.
That's true. Yep.
And that to me is a lot of money, and that's probably less than they even make. So,
but I want to just say, mark my words, Maggie Winters, I think we're gonna see you on the silver screen in the next year. In the next
holy year. Shit, are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
Mrs. America.
Oh my God.
Instead of Captain America, whatever's her name, Captain Marvel.
Thank Captain Marvel,
oh, Maddie, give up.
I saw her at Disney World.
Stop,
Captain Marvel. Oh. And I said, not Brie Larson, Captain Marvel. And I said, hey, girly. And she looked at me like, shut the fuck up. I was like, girly, what's going on? And she was like, I'm for children. Get out of here.
You're not allowed. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she smiled, but her face said it all.
Yeah. that's funny.
That's crazy, though. That is, I do love Mark Ruffalo.
I love him. Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the moment where he was like strongly defending Chris Pratt, but
oh, did he? I didn't. I don't remember seeing. I never saw that.
You know, that's my friend, and it's like sure, but he sucks. So yeah. Check your friend.
Find a new friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could go on about Chris Pratt. I really don't like Chris Pratt.
No. On this podcast, take a strong stance.
We take a strong stance here because we're against Hillsong. Yeah. Maddie.
I know. Yes. It's unfortunate because I'm going to be honest. I will be transparent. I will be myself. I will be see my truth. I loved Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec, and I truly had.
Oh.
No, but I'm not even talking about yes. like I was, he was my number one like celebrity for a long time. And even though he was, before I knew anything about Hillsong, but I knew he was very religious and I was like, fine, whatever. And then, and I was like, he's married to Anna Faris. Like, it can't be that bad. Like, she's amazing. And then there was just like one day where it just went in the world, in my mind, everything. And now I'm like, it's one of those things where it was like, I really love this. And now it's mentioned again, and I'm like, no, no, shh, it's, I don't because no, yeah,
yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. But we love Mark Ruffalo.
But Mark Ruffalo,
we love Mark Ruffalo, and he really does it for me in this movie.
Oh, 100%. Like, he really
holds Matt up. When he's older, he's hot. Like, he's, and he's a photographer, and it's like, what's better than like kind of an artist who's kind of sad, you know?
Yeah.
Totally.
It's
wears like Converse, you know?
Yes. Like fluffy hair.
Yeah, totally. Ugh.
He's great. I love it. And he makes her a fucking dream house.
Yeah. If anyone ever made me any sort of anything, I'd be like, you want to marry me. If someone made me a paper airplane, I'd be like, you're obsessed with me.
If somebody handed me a bag of dog shit, I'd be like, this is amazing. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's sad, guys. That's sad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like open the gift and be like, you like cut us out into like little characters and like put me in the bathtub. I'd be like a little afraid.
I mean, I guess
I'm over here like I'm in love, and you're like, this is actually concerning.
The bathtub part was a little weird. He has like her cut out, and he was like, "You're reading your Poise magazine in the bathtub," but that's only. I would still love it. I would still not have a problem with it at all. It's just more of like,
but it is a thing, yeah. That probably when you're 13, it's like, what the fuck? But when you're older, you'd really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I always think like about that, how that part's in the Ariana Grande Thank You Next music video.
Right.
If you ever watch that.
Yes.
She does a little, the wedding and the house at the end.
And the dust.
And the what was it called? Sparkle magic dust, whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Something.
Sparkle like magic dust.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Mrs. America,
it worked. Guess. Yeah. Oh my God! And what was the candy Razzles?
Yes, Razzle Red.
Razzies.
No, Razzle. So Razzle. Because they said Razzle Red. Oh. I have to say. Oh my God! I have so much to say about this fucking movie. Yeah. Carly, sorry. 15,000 years ago, you were talking about Seventh Heaven. Fuck.
Oh.
7 Minutes in Heaven.
I do love Seventh Heaven.
7 Minutes in Heaven.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, we absolutely got away from that.
Yeah, sorry. I wanted to bring back because I did write that down because I'm very curious. First of all, I went to maybe 0.4 parties in high school, and I don't recall there ever, and I don't know if this is insane, but I don't recall there ever being whatever this is called, 7 Minutes in Heaven or Spin the Bottle. And I never experienced any of those like weird, not weird, they're actually very common. I think I'm in the weird scenario here, but what, any of those like kissing games and teenager dumb.
Maggie, did you ever play a kissing game?
We never had 7 Minutes in Heaven, but we definitely had Spin the Bottle. I remember I worked in an ice cream store, and we played it, all the employees played it once after work. But it was very like innocent, where we just like kissed each other and laughed. Like none of it was none of it was like love or like mad. You know what I mean? It was just like, you're insane. Like, you just do like a kiss, and then like, it would be the craziest thing in the world. Like,
yeah.
And then you never talk about it again. Like, I never was really participating in like a serious game of like Spin the Bottle.
Yeah. Like, like in like Euphoria, it's like, okay.
Oh my God.
You can like, isn't there a scene where they're playing Spin the Bottle and it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up, but I feel like they go down on each other.
Oh, not remembering that part, but maybe you're right.
Maybe this is my dream.
But I feel like it always leads to that, or not always, but I mean, in the dark, in the more, you know, whatever shows like Euphoria,
oh, no.
It's like implied that once you've kissed that person.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, no. Oh no, I'm done. I don't want to do it. I hate technology.
Well, they say at the party, they say, I wrote this down. Whoever you land on with 7 Minutes in Heaven, they get to do whatever they want to you for 7 whole minutes.
Really concerning. Really concerning.
That is, that is so concerning and scary. I would have ran out of that party.
Like,
because that's Yeah, that teaches, like, I just immediately think, like, there's boys that are like, what, I'm going to do whatever I want. Yeah. Like, please.
Get consent, the please. Peg out. Like, it's just going to be. Oh, God. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. But Carly.
No, I'm. That's...
Carly, did you ever do 7 Minutes in Heaven or any of those? Spin the Bottle or anything?
No. But I watched the 90s version of Leave It to Bieber. It was a very sexy scene with Erica Christensen where they do 7 Minutes in Heaven. And I was into it for, like, an 8-year-old, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know when you, like, watch, like, sexy stuff when you're young and you're like, I like this?
Yes.
But I did do Spin the Bottle, and, yeah, it's the same thing. We didn't really – we were in grade 8. We just sort of kissed each other, pecks, quick pecks, and then giggled.
Giggled, exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Maggie, do you have a favorite scene in this movie? You can either make fun, you can, like, pick a scene that you can absolutely make fun of, or a scene that you earnestly are like, I love that scene.
I mean, instantly my head goes to the Thriller scene.
Oh.
Because that is some shit that I would do, for sure. Like, I would absolutely be like, I'm gonna go to dance by myself in the middle of the floor to get this party going. Yeah. Like, and it just was like, I love that. Obviously, that's, like, an iconic dress that she wore. People are buying that dress now, which is crazy. If you see on TikTok, they'll be like, I bought the 13 going on 30.
Oh my God.
Which we have to talk about, because that the young girl who's now 30 is all over TikTok.
Yes, Krista Allen, I think.
Yeah.
And she looks the exact same. Like, you can.
Yes.
That's her. Like, yeah, no problem.
No problem. I just love that scene, and I love, like, she pulls Maddie out, and I mean I learned the Thriller dance when I was in college, and I did it during a flash mob on the quad on Halloween. Did anybody see it? No, absolutely not. But I did it anyway with some friends.
Do you have any footage of this or photo proof?
No, and I have a photo of me at dressed as a zombie. And that's it.
Oh,
there's
that's
no
something.
There's no videos.
Okay. Well,
I know, but if there was a video, ooh, I would want that burnt.
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
Please.
It is. Yeah. I have to say, it's funny because that scene in particular, I remember seeing, obviously, I've seen this movie 10,000 times.
Yes.
And as an adult, like, this is not just a you know, as a kid thing or whatever. I literally. I've always thought, like, what a crazy scene. Like, it's got to be, like, 7,000 people. And then when I watch it this time around, I'm like, there's maybe 30 people doing it. Which it's still a lot. Like, it's still a lot. But, like, they make it seem like they've literally risen up and taken over the city with this dance. And it's just, like, a couple dozen people. And it's just so funny watching this time. I was like, oh, damn, I really thought that was a lot more impressive a few times ago, but anyway, still pretty good though.
I also realized it's not explained why Maddie is there at that.
She invites him.
He just says,
no, like, she invites him.
Yeah.
No, but he's like, I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Shows up.
But deep down, he wants to go. You know, he's thinking about. I also will say I really like the montage of them taking the photos.
What song is it? Who can sing it?
Get low to me, get low to you, walking down the street that I hardly know you. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love this.
Why can't I? That's what it's called.
Why can't I?
Yeah. That's honestly, the soundtrack here is, it's just so good.
It's
lit.
Here's what I can't stand though about that scene. I hate when the music first starts up. She's standing in front of the fan.
Oh my God.
And the fan. And she does that giggle.
Yeah.
That laugh.
Yeah. I also have to say something about that scene. And it's, I love, now do not get me wrong, please. I love from the beginning of this movie to the end. I love every single thing about it. But the thing that this time around, it's one of those things again where I'm analyzing it, I've never analyzed it before. And as I'm analyzing it, I'm like, that's insane. Where, so they're doing the photo shoot as the whatever it is, graduating class.
A school reunion or whatever. And, graduating class.
And I'm a hobby photographer. I am a photographer on the side, like whatever. When Maddie, whatever, which is also my name. Oh my God. Just realized.
Connection.
Me and Marco Ruffalo. So when he's taking the picture and they're like, and he takes, you know, it's however many kids or teenagers, whatever the fuck, on like the bleachers, they're all in cheerleading uniforms, whatever. And there's balloons and there's confetti and they're like, everybody cheer, blah. And there's like a fucking dog and there's signs. And he takes the picture, one picture, and then him and Jenna Rink, Jennifer Garner, like run into the picture with them and like are kicking the balloons and everything. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. You have to, like, you don't just run in. Like, it's just, obviously it's a movie and I'm obviously being picky, but you don't just like take one picture and then run in and start ruining it, not ruining, but kicking everything around and everything and celebrating. You just take a fucking look at the picture, first of all.
This makes me laugh because there's fully a 13-year-old in a 30-year-old woman's body, but you're like, it's not right.
This is like a running thing with Maddie. It's like the most outrageous movie, but she finds the weirdest thing to complain about.
I'm not complaining. It's just not realistic.
Not realistic.
Not realistic. Oh. Yeah.
Should have been more 13-year-olds in 30-year-olds' bodies. Not in the shot.
Right.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh.
Yeah. So the only other note I really have is that I just thought it was sort of funny that all of these Poise magazines have J-Lo on the front.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, J-Lo and Jennifer Garner, both married Ben Affleck.
Oh!
Didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about that either.
And at this point in time, it's Jennifer Garner's married to him?
During the filming of this movie, it would have been Bennifer, I think.
They're both women. Bennifer, yeah, which Bennifer?
Well, Bennifer is J-Lo.
Oh.
Like in the early 2000s.
Not during this. Okay, I gotta look it up.
We gotta Google that.
2004.
Yeah, but Ben Affleck. The movie came in. And then were they married the first time around, him and Lopez?
No, they just were engaged and she had this big ring, I remember.
I don't even know what to Google. I'm like, Ben Affleck Lopez relationship. No, what's the other one? Garner. Marriage.
Engagement.
Yeah. I'm going to go Garner marriage and see if they were married. Because I actually think, oh my God, this is so sad. Literally, I just typed in Ben Affleck Garner marriage. And the first thing that came up is Ben Affleck felt trapped in Jennifer Garner marriage. All right.
Oh, yikes.
I do love Ben Affleck.
I could have Googled this 8 times.
Okay, just a second.
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay, fine. Do it then. Jesus Christ. This is the end of our podcast. We're breaking up.
Okay. They
were married 2005, 2018. Eat my shorts. They were married 2005. Him and Jennifer Garner. 2005.
So they would have been dating in 2004.
They must have been.
Well, guys, let me tell you. J-Lo and Ben Affleck got engaged in November 2002. And they postponed the wedding in 2003. And officially broke up in January 2004. So they would have been together during the filming of this
movie.
Okay,
so this is even like worse now because that means
it was so close.
Yeah, like they are. So during this movie, Jennifer Lopez, who is on the magazines, is engaged or whatever the fuck to Ben Affleck. And then this movie comes out and the next year, Jennifer Garner, who was the human being in the movie, is married to him.
And maybe in the movie scene, she's looking at the magazine and she's going, I'm going to take her man. That's what I'm getting out of doing this movie.
Yes.
100%.
Oh my God.
And it all connects. And it all connects. Yes.
That's
yeah.
Hilarious.
It was Poise and Sparkle, right? With
yep.
Other magazine.
Yes.
And I love, I'm going to say I love her and then not know her name right now. The six chick that becomes her coworker.
Judy Greer.
Yeah. Judy Greer, to me, I love her career. I love her book that's like That Girl from That One Thing.
Oh, which is
great. In everything.
Because you didn't know her name, which is
great. Everything. Yeah. That's the thing. Is like she's in everything, but like I bet she could go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that is what we're all looking for, to go to the grocery store.
Yeah. But she'd go to the grocery store and have people be like.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And but not harassed.
I know you, I think. And you'd be like, no.
Nope.
Not me.
And that's when she would give her book.
Yes.
She's got them in her purse.
Oh my God. That would be so fun.
I hope
if I ever write a book, I'm doing it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I hope I never write a book. Okay. So I hope it never happens.
No, I hope you do write a book. And I hope that, I think that you're going to have a similar career to Judy Greer.
That is the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I do.
Holy shit. Because that would be
crazy. I think it's, or like, you know, like a Melanie Lynskey, you know, where it's like.
I love her.
Oh, so. Who doesn't? Oh my God.
Sorry for screaming.
No. Right there, Carly, I like her too. Carly loves Melanie Lynskey.
I do.
She's having like her moment finally.
I know. I actually have like a strange thing when I love when people have their moment when they're older.
Yes.
I think it's great.
Yeah. So you know what? Hold off for me, okay? If it takes me 10, 15 more years, just let me have it.
You guys are so alike. You guys are both born in 90 and you're so alike.
Love Melanie Lynskey.
Love Melanie Lynskey. Think that people are going to be successful when they're older.
Yes. And maybe, I mean, I write Christmas movies, so maybe I can get you.
You know, do?
Yeah.
Yeah, get me in there.
You want to be the quirky best friend that's always needed?
Yeah, here's my audition. I'll be like, you need to get out and have some fun tonight, okay? I'm sick of your attitude. Listen, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go hit the town. And then we have like a crazy night and she meets a guy. And then I'm like blacked out in the corner.
And it's Christmas
and that's
time.
The movie. Yeah. Oh, and it's Christmas. Don't forget. I'm dressed as an elf the whole time.
Perfect. The only line you really need in these movies as the quirky best friend is.
Yes.
When was the last time you went on a date?
Yes.
Yes. When was the last time my voice cracked. I didn't get the part. That was the last time. Oh, embarrassing.
You might need a couple more years and then you'll be successful.
I'll keep practicing.
In your older years.
I'm the older quirky best friend. I'm the coworker. They're like, that's my weird older coworker, but don't worry about her. She loves having fun.
When was
the
last time?
Okay, well, to end off. Sorry, Meg.
No, it's fine.
We do. Our weekly crush. So something in our week that brought us joy.
Okay.
Do you want one of us to go first?
I'm not ready yet. I need to think.
Okay. Hey, Carly, go ahead.
What's today? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of have two, but okay. One of them is definitely Survivor. I love Survivor and it's on tonight and I cannot wait to hang up on both of you and go get all your and then my second one is just like I have a big crush specifically on Mark Ruffalo in Eternal Sunshine.
Oh,
I think he's so cute, Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah. Okay, I love that.
Okay,
Maddie.
Oh, okay. I have this is actually sort of related to our podcast in a little bit of a way. In the early millennium, Maggie, I don't know if you did this. Carly did not. She survived through this without having to suffer this. I watched 90210, the revival, like the new one, not the old one.
Yeah.
And I've never seen the old one. I've never seen one second of it.
Yes,
but for whatever reason, in my, whatever it was, mid 2008, whatever the fuck time it came out, I decided this is what I want to watch. And I'm rewatching it at the moment. And I'm doing Instagram stories reviewing it. And my crush is just that series. The new,
oh
I'm calling
God.
It new. It's not new. It's from the revive, whatever, 90210, Beverly Hills. It is the period, trashiest period show period ever. And I fucking love every fucking second of it. We're about halfway through season one. Somebody has already overdosed. Somebody has actually that same person, spoiler alert, is already pregnant and has been to rehab. And it is, it's just the most wild show in the world. And I love it. And that's my crush.
Am I crazy or is Jessica Walters in that?
You are not crazy, my friend. She plays the grandmother and she is
a here?
Literal lunatic. No, I can't.
No.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, she's a literal.
All right,
I know, I love her so much. I have to put that up later. I remember watching like a couple episodes and being like, "This is psychotic," but
yeah,
I would probably love it now. Absolutely,
it's truly like I'm watching it, and my husband is obviously not. He and I say obviously because for no other reason other than he's not able to handle it. Like he's like, this is, yeah. He'll watch trash with me. No problem. He's like, this is, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And, anyway, it's just, that's my crush.
Good crush.
Yep. That's it.
Okay, cool. I love that. My crush is the city of New Orleans. I went there this past weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Really good city in the US of A. It is very fun. You can drink in the streets. Can you do that in Toronto?
No.
Not unless the Raptors have just won the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, you can walk around. They have these incredible sandwiches called Po' Boys, and I had my birthday celebration there, so I feel alive. I feel dead because I did drink maybe 10 gallons of alcohol a day, but I do feel like it's one of the best cities.
Wow.
And
I really want to go. I really want to go there. I also want to go to Chicago.
You should go.
I've never been fucking.
Come to Chicago. And Chicago's always my crush.
Yeah.
I am a deep defender of Chicago. People in the US are always just like, LA, New York. I'm like, Chicago, bitch.
Yeah.
Try it.
You and Yeezy.
Try it out. Yeah.
Well, this is a good segue because me and Maddie are going to do a road trip. We always go on a road trip. Once a year, we go on a road trip, usually, and we're going to go to Chicago. We're going to come see one of your shows.
Yes!
And then we're going to force you to come have a drink with us after.
I would absolutely love to, truly.
I didn't even know we were doing this road trip, but I'm in. Let's do it.
Yep. You're in. You're coming.
100%.
We booked. That's it.
The fact that like we can kind of live somewhat of a normal life again now, I'm fucking in. I'll do whatever you want. That's fine. Let's go.
Just like 7 minutes in heaven, you can do whatever you want.
For 7 minutes. We've got 7 minutes.
I'll have a drink with you for 7 minutes and then I'm gone. Yeah.
And then she's just going to exit.
Yeah.
See ya. Oh, that's
okay. So well, amazing. Thank you for spending an hour with us. You're
awesome.
Thank
you for having me. This was beautiful.
Can you tell everyone where we can find you online? We said it before you came on, but we want you to say it again because it's the best fucking username ever.
It's at Saggy Splinters, a little play on my name, on everywhere, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just kidding,
LinkedIn. Everybody, go get
thank you guys so much. What a fun time.
Thank you. Well, I mean,
it flew by. Geez.
If I didn't make it clear at the beginning, thank you for being so patient and understanding with us the first time around and then fucking hanging out with us again. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Everyone go check out Maggie Winters all of the things that she said, TikTok, Instagram, etc. And thank you to Eric and Kevin Smell for our theme song. And you can go check us out at, what's our thing, Curly? Teenage Dirtbags Podcast with a Z in there. And we will see you the next time we decide to do an episode.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.